Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio with me, at least for a little bit, we have my buddy, Bill the Producer. He's here basically so I can rub it in and explain
You're
to
a
him
jerk. You're a jerk.
That I was in the Turks and Caicos last week and he was not. So
no, I wasn't.
In your face. Man, I feel better.
That's a good trip, too.
Yeah.
That's a fine. I have been able to go on that trip, on that boat. Where you were. I don't know if I went to the exact same dive sites that you went to, but
yeah, pretty
that
much.
Is a fantastic, fantastic diving experience. Yeah. There's nothing I like better than live aboard diving. Not one single thing on this planet. I'm grateful that...
That I went and you didn't?
No. No, I'm grateful that some people don't listen to this program. Because she'd be disappointed to find out that diving is my absolute favorite thing.
Well, we had a few of them on the boat last week.
Yeah.
And we did an entire broadcast.
Yes.
From the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer to Live Aboard. You can go back and listen to it if you haven't caught it already.
It's a good show.
It was a fun, fun show to do. Actually,
of course it's fun because you're in the best place doing the best thing and just having a good time doing it.
Yeah.
There's no pressure. That's the beauty of live aboard diving.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what your life is like outside of that dive experience.
Yeah.
There's no hassle. They may have a little bit of hassle traveling on the first day. You maybe have a little bit of apprehension on the last day because you know you got to go back.
Yeah.
But day two, day three, day four, day five, those are perfect days where the only thing you have to worry about is rolling out of bed.
Yeah.
Having something to eat, getting into the water, getting out of the water, rolling back into bed. Nothing else. There's nothing to worry about for 5 days. Not one single thing to worry about.
Well,
you just get to enjoy it.
Folks that were on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise last week,
they had to worry about where you are.
They had the added stress of how to get, you know, all this swag that they had garnered on the boat back to their home base of operations. Scuba Pro stepped up, gave people like regs and dive knives and BC. They really hooked us up. Renee Dupre from Scuba Pro really took care of everybody. And we had our Scuba Radio stuff. We had some nano cases. We had sunscreen for everybody from Reef Safe. We had all kinds of cool stuff. Everybody came away very, very happy. Vinny Two Tanks will back me up on this because he was on the boat and he's on Scuba Radio connected via the web. Vinny, you had a great time, didn't you? I know.
Oh, it was fabulous.
Fabulous.
I just want to take the opportunity to remember to thank scuba.com, my local Scuba Pro dealer, for the hats and the other things I brought.
Absolutely. Yeah, Vinny brought some stuff from scuba.com, all kinds of little Chotsky-type stuff, and then he had some spare airs on board from his company, and they were nice enough. He was nice enough to share them with folks on board. He got his solo diver certification. Am I right? Yeah, you got
it?
Yeah. Absolutely. So Vinny is all squared away. Also, via the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy, who was not there, but was asked about, saying, hey, does this guy really exist? And I said, yeah, he really does exist. And they're like, where's he going? What's going on? Jerry, you were missed there, buddy. So I guess we got
to to my only fan that I have out there, I'm sorry.
Is that to Bill or me or who?
Well, it was that guy that fell off the boat y'all left out in the middle of the water.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, there's always that guy. Yeah. But that was probably Tom, who actually channeled Bill on the boat. Tom was Mark's dive buddy.
Right.
And he got the nickname Tutu Tom because during one of the dive briefings, Joe, who you heard us talk to last week on the show, one of the dive masters, she would do these briefings and she'd dress up. She was like the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas. It was an entire production. I had never seen anything like it. And she had literally wardrobe changes for every single dive briefing we did on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 last week. Impressive production. And at one point, she had a tutu, and she was dressed. She wanted to borrow the Scuba Radio Mermaid outfit. So we hooked her up in the mermaid outfit, but she had an assistant who was Tom, who quickly got the nickname of Tutu Tom.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure what his role was, but he, you know, pirouetted and did the whole thing. And next thing you know, the nickname stuck. And he made some comment about, I didn't know this was going to be on the radio. And he's been scarred for life. But God bless him for it. He had obviously a sense of humor or just decided to, you know, come out of the dive, you know.
The dive closet.
Something like that. So he was channeling you because last time you were on the boat, you put on a Scuba Radio mermaid outfit. And remember that picture? It's still up there at scubaradio.com. I don't remember being as disturbed from that time we took that picture as I was when I saw Tutu Tom.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? It kind of burned this image in my brain.
Well,
and
you
it's
know,
one of those images you can't
get
rid of.
Maybe just getting used to it. It's maybe a different world now. It's a different world than it was when I last got to go to the Turks and Caicos.
Okay, maybe that's
it's a different world.
It was still quite as jarring, though. It did channel that whole feeling, you know, uneasy feeling that I saw when I remember seeing
it brought
you
it back.
Lounged
you
out on the couch in the galley or in the...
Keep in mind, this is the same trip where you and I had matching toenails.
Yeah, okay. See, that's what I'm saying. We brought it back, brought back a flashback that I thought I'd erased, and now I have to go back into therapy and the whole thing, thanks to Tutu Tom. However, Tom didn't stop there. After we got back, he shared a kind of like a top 10, well, it's actually 12, top 12 list of things he learned when he was on a scuba radio scuba cruise. And he shared them with the class here. Our crew that was on board. And he said, feel free to share this on the air. And this is what, you know, he said, I appreciate the opportunity to be on last week. We all came from different worlds. And when it comes to our work and homes, but we all share the same amazing passion of diving. It's special people like you that bring me to the water in the first place. I also learned a lot of things this week. Number one, never pass up the opportunity to see a green light and never blink. Never pass up the opportunity to see the green light and never blink. He means green flash. Because we were all looking for the green flash at sunset.
I understand.
And
That's
blinked.
Actually at the bottom of a bottle.
He didn't have a Heineken.
It's a Heineken thing.
Well, you know, some people claim they saw it, but, you know, the booze was free on board.
The don't blink, though. I think that's a Doctor Who reference.
It could be. All right. Number two, don't let Greg sort through all the politically incorrect cards of...
did you play Cards Against Humanity on the boat?
Absolutely.
All right.
I said I cheated. I didn't cheat. I just made sure I won.
Wait a second. Hold on.
What?
Is the suggestion that there are politically correct cards in Cards Against Humanity? Because I believe that is a mistake.
There are some that are
maybe
worse
the one
than
that says
others.
Robert Downey Jr. by itself is not politically incorrect,
well,
I guess.
Well, that could be. All right. Number three, I will never look at a fire extinguisher or at a fire extinguisher in the same way. And that was because the captain got the name the fire extinguisher when he gave the briefing on, you know, how to don your life vest and all that.
Yes.
He called it a fire extinguisher. He said, make sure you, grab the, you know, put on your fire extinguisher. Wait a minute.
Hold on. This is a great story. I love what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. He called it the life extinguisher, not the fire extinguisher.
Okay, the life extinguisher. Yeah. Okay.
So that was his nickname. So that's why he's saying he won't look at a fire extinguisher the same way. I won't look at the captain in the same way. And okay. I hadn't. We had a good time the last night on the trip, and I'll share a little bit of that later on.
And a lot of it you won't share.
True.
Those are the best
stories.
Not
if I ever want to get back.
Those are the best stories, the ones where you can't share them.
Yeah. Don't worry about talking about, don't worry about talking about Pup's daughter in front of Pup. So yeah, Mermaid
that's
Tiffany,
you don't have to worry about.
Yeah, thank God too, because
which is weird. I would tell you what, that is the one weird thing about Pup and Tiffany.
That's weird. That's just icing on the cake. Wearing a tutu does not necessarily mean you are a badass. I don't know where he got the idea. Actually, that's how they talked him into putting on the tutu in the first place. They said, oh, come on, put it on. You'll be a badass. And he fell for it. So I think that's just being, Tutu Tom being a little gullible. But never fall for that one again. They just get better or worse, depending on your perspective.
Nice.
Yeah, and we'll share those next as we reflect on our Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise, and much, much more. Hey, I got an award. I got the notice that I got an award in the dive industry. I'll share that too. It's crazy, crazy stuff coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Joe, a dive instructor on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I'm a free fish.
I'm known for spicing up the briefings by dressing up. And apparently, this guy has dubbed me the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas. Honestly, I think he's a little jealous. Greg the Dive Master, take it away, fancy boy.
What?
Well, we need someone who's more familiar with British jargon than I am, but I don't think that fancy boy is a compliment.
No, I think it is.
I'm not 100% sure that it is. I am not convinced.
From the UK is with us. She's connected via the web.
It's not going to work. I just do an impression of Roz.
Yeah.
Who's a phenomenon in the industry. Me doing an impression of Roz right now is not going to help, because I don't actually know if this fancy boy is a British compliment or slang term or not. So it's not going to help if I just do an impression of Roz.
Okay.
So I don't know why you're asking me to do that.
Well, I don't really want you to, because we have the real Roz.
No way!
Yes, we
That's
have her!
That's amazing!
Yes, she is a fancy girl. Is that how we say it?
I don't know.
How does that work, Roz? Am I saying it correctly or no? What do you think?
I've not heard the phrase fancy girl before.
Okay.
How about fancy boy?
Yeah, fancy boy. Take it away, fancy boy.
I have heard fancy boy.
Yeah, that's a compliment, right?
Mm-hmm. It means a man who's trying to cultivate an image of himself as being elegant and refined by wearing fancy, expensive clothes.
Yeah, in your face, Bill. I think that sounds like me.
I think she's got a copy of the OED open in front of her, I think. I think she's...
Yeah,
and they were previously known as something like a dandy. It's okay. Not the same as metrosexual, but it's kind of vaguely familiar.
So, more like a fop, perhaps.
Yes, exactly.
Mm. Ah. Okay, so it was a compliment.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No. All no.
Right. Well,
no,
I
it's an
know.
Affectation.
Yeah. Well, it was. I'm gonna take it as a compliment. Joe seemed to be swell with it, and
swell.
You know,
how old are you?
I'm
70?
Trying to connect with the kids, Bill. Come on. By the way, I got to finish
up. It's fantastic that Roz is with us, by the way. It's nice that you had her come in just to do the one vocabulary thing, and we're going to let her go.
No, we're not going to let her. We're going to talk to her. She has some big news to share with everybody today.
I'm excited.
Yeah. And but I guess I got to finish up this list of
what
you should
do. No, you don't. We can talk to Roz instead.
Sure, we can do both. I mean, she wasn't on the trip either, so she needs to possibly learn what you could pick up when you go on a scuba radio scuba cruise. This is valuable information that you could benefit from.
She's not
going to
pick up.
Ross?
She's not going to pick up most of the things because, honestly, because it's international travel, I think she gets all of her inoculations before she leaves.
Mm, yeah, well, there's that.
Picked up fancy boy.
Yeah, well, that's true. I did. Yeah.
It depends on where you go, but yes, I get jabs when I need to.
Okay. I don't know what that means either. But anyway.
Vaccinations.
Oh, yeah. Jabs, of course. Okay. I know what that means. All right. Well, the other thing you might pick up, I'll just run through it real quick from Tutu Tom. You know, I said, don't trust anyone who says, don't worry, your secret is safe with me, because everything ended up on the radio, of course.
Of course.
Butch will always win.
Ross knows that story.
Yeah. Butch always wins the prize, even if he loses. That Butch was one of the guys on the... He got like a regulator and mask from Scuba Pro, all kinds of cool stuff. If someone from Spare Air, the company Spare Air, just know they will purposely run out of air to sell more of them. And that would be Vinny Two Tanks. God bless him. Don't assume that a guy will not wear a pink mask, because we gave one away, and the dive master on board, Brant, picked that up and was
actually
very ecstatic.
My favorite mask has a pink tint to it. My favorite mask.
He is a fancy boy, right? That would make him a fancy boy.
Not really. No? Well, maybe. But do you know why dive pros like pink gear?
Because it's easier to see in the water?
No, nobody pinches it.
Nope. Ah, nobody steals it. That's pinches. That's slang. That one I know. That's slang for stealing.
Well, I like being pinched, so I'll never wear a pink one. But regardless.
But what's wrong with this?
Nobody will steal your kit if you've got a pink kit.
Okay, well, that's... a lady might, or a fancy boy might. So I don't know.
Possible.
Who knows? Scuba radio tattoo or a donning a scuba radio tattoo does indeed make you a badass. He did find that out. He just bought that one. That was drunk talk. Let's see. Always have a captain that has served time in the Bering Sea and not afraid of anything. That would have been Captain Bob. He actually served in the Bering Sea.
Yes.
Right up there with the deadliest catch crew. And he told me all kinds of stories. It was fun stuff. And last but not least, if there is a dive site named the G-Spot.
Yes, and there is.
Don't assume you'll ever find it. Because Tutu Tom didn't find it, as well as several of the other folks on board. But he had a great time.
It turns out I went directly there.
Yeah. You know, he has a future in comedy writing, don't you think?
I think he might.
He's impressive.
He might.
He just doesn't dress the part. He lives it and breathes it and channels the creativity. So, yeah, take that for what it's worth from Tutu Tom, and maybe that'll be incentive or... I don't know. Maybe it'll dissuade you from going on the next scuba radio scuba cruise. I don't know. But everybody had a great time. Raj, you shouldn't have been on board with us last week in the Turks. We're going to have to make that happen, okay? What do you think?
You had some good friends of mine there. And I saw the photos, and it looked pretty awesome.
Yeah. We did have just an awesome time for sure. We're talking about possibly doing the Maldives next year in 2016. They have a new boat in the Turks, from Explore Ventures. Actually, got two boats now. And so we're working on that right now, and hopefully we'll have a big announcement for everybody. And
a really big weeks. Announcement. And when you say for everybody, you mean for Roz and for me.
Yeah,
and for Jerry. You, me, Jerry, and Roz are going to go on this trip to the Maldives.
You know what? That could happen. Absolutely, that could happen.
Maldives is stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Yes. So the only thing we got to do, we got to make sure we get the entire crew on board for this next one. And so it's all up to Bill to make this happen, Bill.
Maldives?
Yeah.
I'll do it. I'll make it happen.
You'll make it happen?
I'll make it happen.
You yeah. can do it.
But the only thing is, Greg,
yeah?
if we all go, how is there going to be room for Scuba Radio fans?
Oh, that's
screw
good.
Them. Wait.
yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, yeah. everybody.
All right. Well, you know
my
what?
Only fan's still down in the water.
That'd be a sea fan.
Okay. Hey, oh, my
but,
God. Yeah,
well, sorry. You know, that's what I don't have Tutu Tom to write the comedy for me for the rest of the show. We just blew out the best
wow.
stuff right up front.
Peaked early.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll see what we can do to get the whole crew on and try to make room for everyone else as well. But, you know, it was a great trip. And we are looking to do the Maldives for 2016. We'll see how that comes together. There's no guarantees just yet, but we are in discussions. So hopefully between now and Dima time, which is the first week of November, we're going to try to see if we can lock something in and make the announcement and let everybody know, and they can plan to join us accordingly. Vinny Two Tanks will back me up that everybody was extremely happy with what they went home with, including you. Am I right, Vinny? You scored some cool stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a Scuba Pro safety sausage.
Absolutely, and his dive buddy Butch, I think, was the big wiener for the whole week. He got like a regulator, all kinds
of
crazy.
Did he also get a sausage?
Well, he
the
could
only way you
can Vinny's.
Be a big wiener is if you win a sausage.
Now that you mention it, maybe. All right, big announcement from Roz and me too. Next, stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, we got a Dan tip coming up here momentarily. But here's the big news, and I got to thank Roz for this straight up, because this really is all her fault. She is to blame. I came home from the Turks and Caicos, you know, getting through, you know, trying to get caught up in the office and stuff, having a, you know, after a great week of diving with some really cool folks that we met. And I'm checking my email, and I get a notification from SSI and the Platinum Pro 5000 crew, and says, congratulations, you've been entered into our award recipients for this year at DEMA. And, you know, I got to thank Roz, because Roz is the one who kind of said, I don't know, it was about a month ago, wasn't it, Roz? You know, something about that, you think? I would
something
say.
Like.
Yeah, and you just said, hey, do you have one of these? And I said, no. And she said, look, fill out this application, and we'll see if we can make something, or at least alert them to what you've done, or something like that. And next thing you know, I come back, and I'm getting an award. This was so awesome. So I don't know how this works exactly. Were you my sponsor? Because I was told after this that someone asked me, like, who sponsored you? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
Actually, the assumption was that you go to meetings and that you have a sponsor. That's just an assumption.
Platinum Pro 5000 Award means I've had 5,000 drinks? Or
something
no.
like that.
What is
something,
that, Roz?
Something.
What do you think? Do you know?
The award is, it shows significant contribution to the diving industry.
Yes.
And you can either make 5,000 dives, or you make 2,500 dives, and you make a big significant contribution to the diving industry. So you've got the likes of Sylvia Earle and Jacques Cousteau.
Yeah, I'm with a very illustrious class. I am impressed that I was even considered, let alone They offered to induct me into this thing. So I guess it'll happen at DEMA. I'm gonna find out more about it and share with you. I'm honored. I'm humbled, believe it or not. I think it's pretty damn cool.
Humbled is strong.
No, I am. That is, it's my first dive industry award, and I have Roz and some other folks to thank for.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 18. Guys, moray eels find it terribly offensive to be compared to your manhood.
Don't be talking about me, man.
Besides, the reality is that 98% of us are more comparable to the lowly glowworm.
I heard that.
Not me, of course.
You crazy? Who told you that?
But there's no need for me to brag here.
They telling you lies.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
It's all good, Greg. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, glad to hear it. I got a question for you.
Ask away.
If you had to pick one thing that bothers you as divers gain experience, what would it be?
That's a great question. I have to say, one thing I've observed that concerns me a great deal is the fact that as many divers gain experience and confidence, they get complacent about doing pre-dive safety checks.
You know, me too. It actually really bugs me.
And rightfully so. Sometimes as divers get more dives and confidence under their belt, some of the safety basics seem to go out the door. But those basics are in place for a reason. You never outgrow them. They're always a good idea.
Why are pre-dive safety checks specifically a good idea?
They're a great chance to finalize the dive plan with your buddy. It's a time to make sure that you are, in fact, planning to do the same dive, as well as to review communication signals, safety protocols, and any other dive plan you have in place. It's also always a good idea to check your gear and your buddy's gear before descending. As a depth, it's no time to try to familiarize yourself with gear or determine whether your air's on.
I wish I could say I've never seen that one. Since we think this is a practice every diver should follow, why don't we go ahead and review some of these steps?
It's a great idea. The first step to a pre-dive safety check takes place before you even don your gear. Have a conversation with your buddy. Make sure you both agree on the dive you're doing, the profile you're going to follow, the communication signals you're going to use, and what plan you'll follow if a problem occurs. Make sure it's clear how the dive will be navigated, how you plan to deal with any potential obstacles.
Like currents or low visibility.
Right! And discuss anything else that comes to mind. Remember that even the closest and most experienced buddies aren't mind readers. So be sure to ask the questions or clarify anything unclear to you. Never assume.
That's good advice. I know when you've got a buddy you dive with all the time, it's easy to fall into assumption patterns.
It is. And we've all been guilty of it. That's why it's so important to make a concerted effort not to get complacent.
Okay, once you've mapped out everything you can out of the water, it's time to don your gear, which means it's time for the classic BWRAF.
Yep, that's a familiar one. But whatever acronym you use, the points to hit are the same.
Such as the BCD?
Such as the BCD. You want to ensure you're familiar with your buddy's BCD and releases, and that he or she is familiar with yours. In the event that you have to dump weights or remove gear from them, time can be critical, and you don't want to be exploring the gear in an emergency situation. Don't forget to include a check of the inflator hose at this stage, and give it a test by inflating it both orally and via the low-pressure inflator.
Weights.
Again, be familiar with your buddy's weight system, and share yours with them. So if weight has to be released quickly, it is. Also, if you or your buddy are unsure of whether you have the right amount of weight, it's a good time to do a quick buoyancy check.
Okay, we got R for releases.
Yep, and we're not talking about the releases you have to sign. This is the time to ensure you know where all the releases are and that all of them are secure. It's always an interesting experience watching the dance that ensues when one diver tries to resecure the tank of another underwater.
Speaking of tanks, I believe A is for air.
It is. And some might call this the most important step, since you're not going far unless your air is on and your tank is full. Double check the air each of you is carrying and make sure those tank valves are open, and don't forget to take a few breaths to ensure your regulator is functioning properly.
And with the F comes the final okay.
This is when you are good to go. Give each other one more look and check for dangling hoses, missing equipment, or anything else that hasn't been checked. Once you give each other the final okay, you're indicating you're ready to go dive.
So simple.
It is simple, but it's also really important. A thorough pre-dive safety check is a great way to prevent problems. Like so many other situations in diving, a lot of the trouble can be avoided with a little preparation.
Pre-dive safety checks are taught during entry-level training for a reason. They're a cornerstone of good diving practices, and they're a habit you should never break. Experience is never a replacement for good sense, and pre-dive safety checks are definitely good sense. So complete one before every dive, whether it's your first dive or your thousandth. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I believe Dan is a sponsor of the Platinum Pro 5000 award as well. It's SSI, Scuba Schools International Platinum Pro 5000 award, and I believe Dan, there's a few big companies. Dive Training helps, maybe they're just sponsoring the party. Is that right, Roz? You probably know.
I think they're probably sponsoring the party, actually, Greg. It's a good party. It's a nice evening, and it's nice to see recognition, and I'm really pleased that you got it, because you've done 17 years of Scuba Radio, which means that you're...
kind of crazy, power. Little twisted, glutton for punishment.
Yeah,
maybe
all of
those. Yeah, exactly. But no, it is quite nice to be recognized for it, and I am. I joke a lot, but I mean, this is my first dive into Sea Award. It's actually a pretty big deal.
It sounds like a big deal, but let me tell you, I'm just doing a little bit of math in my head.
Yeah.
So you've been doing Scuba Radio for 17 years.
Oh, really 18.
18, let's say 18 years. Mm-hmm. So that's about 100 hours a year.
Right.
You're about 1,800 hours in.
What do you mean, 1,800 hours?
Well, you do 2 hours a week. I mean, it's not like you really put yourself out there. You do 2 hours of radio a week.
Yeah.
The fact that they took 18 years to get around to it makes a lot of sense to me, really.
Oh.
You're 1,800 hours in.
Okay. I guess that's how they figure it out. I don't know.
It's something.
You know, it is nice. And I got to thank Roz, because Roz is really the... I mean,
Roz does about 100 hours of work a week. You do about 100 hours of work a year. So I'm just putting that into perspective for you.
Okay, but I know Roz. So... That's how it works.
Okay.
Nice. I mean, Roz, were you my sponsor, or how did this work exactly? I mean, is that what it is, a sponsor? How does it? I don't know.
She is not
going to
get her name associated with you permanently in the record. She will never admit it, even if that's the case.
Well, she can claim that it was someone else. I don't. That's what I'm trying to figure out on this. Are we allowed to say, or are we doing things we shouldn't say on the radio? Is that what you're trying to avoid here, Roz? You sound hesitant.
Other SSI Platinum Pro.
And that was the answer.
People will put in a reference on people coming in.
Okay, a reference. A sponsor may not be the right word.
No, I think I was right. They asked about your sponsor because the assumption was that you went to meetings every week.
Well, you know, when they said sponsor, that's what the first thing I thought. I was like, wait a minute. Is this award? Am I going to get a quarter or something that I got to hold?
Hello, my name is Greg, and it's been 7 days since I was last in the water.
Yeah, it's something like that, which, you know, that'd be kind of cool, actually. Do I get a coin? Or
Divers what? Anonymous.
Do I get a new certification card? Maybe that's what it is. Because you're one of these already, right, Roz? You're a Platinum Pro 5000 diver, am I right, from SSI?
Yes, so I got nominated, sponsored a couple of years ago.
Right.
And, yes, it is kind of special. And you get a plaque thing. And
a plaque and everything? Do you get
a certificate and...
Okay, so you get a certificate. Do you get a new C card from SSI, too?
Yes, you do.
Okay, there you go. So I'm going to be a card-carrying member. There you go.
It actually, and yours is going to say, keep a close watch on this one.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's be real. Now, the ceremony is not till DEMA, like first week in November. I got 2 weeks to totally screw this up. Then they could just yank it out from under me, right, Roz? Is that how it would work, too?
I actually don't know. I've never heard of anybody, once they've been awarded it, losing it, especially so quickly. So.
I got an email.
There's always a first.
I got an email. That's all
if
I need.
If there is going to be someone who will be a first, it will be Greg.
Well, thank you, I think. I'm not sure. Yeah, but no, yeah. I am. I am honored. It is really cool. And I know a lot of people that have done this over the year. A lot of the dive industry folks have welcomed me to the club, so to speak. And, you know, I do. It's a very illustrious crowd. I mean, Roz, you're in the Women's Diver Hall of Fame, too. Am I right?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
Thanks for twisting that knife.
Well, okay. Well, then maybe I can sponsor her, because I know...
Because what? Are you in the Woman Diver Hall of Fame?
No, but I know a guy who's put on a mermaid tail and wearing a tutu, so...
You and the fancy boys are going to do what you can. People. You yeah. and the fancy boys.
What do you think, Roz? Would that work? Is that how that works, too, or we don't know?
What? You put on a dress and have a couple of words?
No, I know people that put on dresses, like Bill and Tutu Tom and, hell, Jerry the Diver Guy. What else is he going to do on the... mountains of Virginia, and you know, when he's alone at night, you know
it's
what I mean?
It's only with the spring water.
Exactly. Little social lubricant and you're good to go. All right. So mm-hmm. yeah. So I don't know.
It is an honor, and you should be proud of yourself. Roz, when you get a chance, just get back in touch with him and let him know about the clothing optional part.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You can just call me Mr. 5000. I don't know. I'm an SSI Platinum Pro 5000 Diver Award winner now. Go figure. I don't think it officially happens until the DEMA show, where they have the awards ceremony. So until I get that, I guess I don't really have it. But I've been notified that I'm a recipient this year, so I'm honored. And... I'll probably end up screwing it up before we have the award ceremony. It would be a first. That's never happened, as far as you're aware of, where someone was awarded via or notified and then pulled right before the ceremony. Has that never happened, as far as you know, right, Roz?
As far as I know, yes. That's right, Greg. Okay. Please don't be the first.
Now, I'm not. That is not going to be a goal. As tempted as I am to maybe try to do such nonsense, no, I couldn't do that. You know, the people that have gotten this award, it is impressive, and I can't believe I'm even being considered in the same category as these folks. So, honestly, I joke and I kid, but I'm actually very humbled and honored. And thank Roz for, helping out a little bit in that regard as well. Roz, thank you. Have I said that enough already or no?
You're most welcome, and yes, too much.
Well, that's okay. No worries. All right, so let's talk about what you've been up to lately, because there's something going on today, or is it this week with this virtual dive thing online? What's going on exactly, Roz?
Today.
It is today.
Today is the 99th year. 99 years ago, Arizona was commissioned.
Okay.
The USS Arizona. She was a super dreadnought, Pennsylvania class, and she was the one which was attacked in Pearl Harbor.
Ah, okay.
On the 7th of December, 1941. And the National Park Service, they've got a submerged section, and this looks after everything underwater in the National Park. So they look after things in Yellowstone, and they look after things in Dry Tortugas, and also in places like Lake Superior and the kelp forests and the Channel Islands. And they also look after the Pacific National Monument in Pearl Harbor on behalf of the Navy.
Okay.
And today they are doing a live broadcast underwater. This is the third time it's ever happened. It's really exciting. I think there's something on Scuba Radio Facebook page about it now.
Yes, we did. Had Bill post that up there on the Facebook page, so you can get it there. And so who's doing the dive? Someone from the Park Service, or who's actually,
It's Brett Seymour, who's deputy chief
of
the National Park Service submerged team.
So they're doing a live web stream, and you can watch this dive as it happens.
Live tweet in, and you can ask some questions live tweeting in, and they'll answer you underwater, which is way cool. And, you don't often get to see the Arizona underwater, and she's beautiful.
Very nice.
She's absolutely beautiful. She's covered in life because they've been cleaning up harbour, and she's a stunning wreck. So, this would be an awesome dive to do, but I can understand how the team have got mixed feelings, because diving a significant wreck like this, she is a war grave.
Yeah.
You end up with such conflicting emotions. And
sure, of course. It's a memorial. I don't even know that much about the site itself. Do you, as far as like how deep this wreck is there in Pearl Harbor or what? Or do you know?
Well, it's very, very shallow. Part of it has only settled in the last few years. And, you start getting on the wreck about 6 meters, which is about 18 foot, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So she's actually really quite shallow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they're doing this today, so you can check the live stream out. Chime in, ask them questions, that kind of thing. And they're just sharing this event online worldwide today. So yeah, is that going on? What is the time? Is it going on right as we speak right now? Or do what are
Eastern
the hours?
Standard you're on Eastern Standard
yeah,
Time,
yeah,
aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 3 to 5.
Right,
Scuba
so
Radio.
It's going to be 10 o'clock tonight Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Hawaii, 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Mountain, and then 10 o'clock Eastern Standard.
All right, well, there you go.
So 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, English time.
Okay, well, you never sleep. You're in the UK. They don't sleep, right? I mean, you're up 24-7 anyway. So it'll be a nice way for you to pass the nighttime hours. But you're going to chime in, ask a question or two, or just say hi from the UK.
If I can't sleep, I'll get up and watch it's
an insomnia
event.
Yeah, just ask him that. You got any ways to get over insomnia? It's 3 o'clock in the morning here. I just thought I'd ask. Let's block her, but whatever. But no, that's cool. That's very cool. And hey, we got Dima to look forward to as well here in a couple weeks. Are you excited for that big adventure? You're coming out for that, right? Obviously.
Yeah, I am. We've got new kit coming in from DiveRite, from Poseidon, from Aqualung. Fourth Element's got something really hot, which they're launching. There's a lot of new kit bits coming in, which is very exciting. So
very
yeah, it's
cool.
going to be a very good dimmer. And yeah. also, Dr. Richard Van's getting his dimmer reaching out award as well.
Yes, that's
which
right.
Which is going to be amazing. You're getting your SSI award. It's just it's going to be good fun.
It's going to be a great time. I'm really looking forward to it. We got some special plans set up, and matter of fact, some of the guests and prizes that we have to give away at DEMA this year are spectacular. Every year I keep thinking, like, how are we possibly gonna top what we've done in years past at DEMA as far as the giveaways, because you know Explore Ventures gives us a liveaboard trip each day.
Wow.
Fiji this year is stepping up and giving us trips to Fiji to give away. Hello. And then, of course, we got our friends from ReefSafe. They're going to help us out with a bunch of sunscreen stuff and cool prizes that they have in their arsenal. And, Polar Pro. Polar Pro Filters has a whole new line of GoPro stuff. It just goes on and on. And as we get closer, I'll share more of that with you as time progresses. But trust me, if you're anybody who's anybody in the dive industry, or even if you just know someone, you want to get into this event. It's huge. Largest diving event in the world, first week of November, right here in Orlando, our backyard. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio's On Deck. Stay close. Just getting started on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.